timeless truths about your destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, episode number 476, titled Timeless Truths About Your Destiny. I'm here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. What does time mean to you? Have you ever asked yourself, why am I here? What is my purpose for living? You may be living each day aimlessly or pursuing your dreams. Each person is given the freedom to choose how to utilize their time. Time is a priceless commodity which, once it is lost, can never be retrieved. When viewed against the vast reaches of time and the endless ages of eternity, our lives are incredibly short. The Holy Bible says in James 4:14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Tomorrow, my dear friend, is not promised to anyone, including you. The Holy Bible states in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die. What time is it for you? When your time is up, where will you spend eternity? Have you ever thought about that? My dear friend, it is a reality which draws nearer with every tick of the clock. Don't let time, your life, slip by without answering this most important question. The Holy Bible states in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. God loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who entered time and came to earth as a man. Jesus lived a perfect life and then became the perfect sacrifice, shedding his blood for the cleansing of our sins. He died in our place. He paid our sin debt, bearing God's punishment instead of us, to provide the gift of eternal life with him. On the third day, he rose from the dead. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." When it comes to away our sins and being made right with God, our religious efforts and good deeds are a waste of time and cannot get us to heaven to be with God and to be with Jesus Christ and the angels and the saints of God. Now is your time, my beloved, to turn to God to receive by faith the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Recognize that you are a sinner. Ask him to forgive you and accept his sacrifice on the cross on your behalf. God loves you, dear friend, and has a plan and purpose for your life. Place your trust in him alone, turning away from trying to live your life in your own strength or putting your trust in another person. Jesus Christ said in 1 John 5:12, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. Will you let him in? He desires to have a relationship with you, my dear friend. Jesus Christ said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." Now is the time to open the door of your heart to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Dear friend, this is a timely message of truth for you to realize your purpose and your destiny and to make the most important decision in your life, to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to receive the free gift of salvation by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ for your soul's salvation. Dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in the free pardon of your sins, allow me to show you clearly how you can place your faith and trust in Jesus Christ for your soul's salvation from the power of sin, from the pain of sin, and from the eternal punishment of sin in that awful place called hell. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day by the power of God. Please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer as you believe in your heart in Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments. I've committed such sins as lying, lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, stealing, dishonoring and disobeying my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. And Lord, that's just, as you know, five of your Ten Commandments. But I am guilty of sinning against you, and I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, who bled, and who died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul from hell today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of all of my sins. Help me to turn from my wicked and evil life. And help me to follow you, Lord Jesus Christ, in the new life. For it is in your holy name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, I want to thank you for listening to this gospel message. If you have decided to follow Jesus and to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this message today, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com or dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know to find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior. Visit gospellightsociety.com and read my book, free of charge, titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel pamphlet this podcast is based on is written by Maria A. Lee and published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this gospel tract online at mwtb.org, and when you do, make sure you pass them out to somebody so that they can hear the gospel, read the gospel, and be saved. By the way, many people have trusted Christ by reading a gospel pamphlet or tract. So God bless you, dear friends, until next time. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners. So don't think that you're alone. Number two, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die because of our sins. Our bodies are put in a grave. Our souls go to hell forever if we have never trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior. That leads me to point number three. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, dear friend, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself but believe on Christ. For the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Fifth, accept the fact, dear friend, that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please be willing to turn from your old life and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul this very moment, and he will do it. The Bible states in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 13, that if thou, you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you want to get saved like Steph Curry, one of the greatest basketball players who ever lived, you can do that today. If you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, for your soul's salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart, and God will save you today. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I have broken your Ten Commandments, for I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before, been envious of others, coveted what other people had or have. I have dishonored my parents, disobeyed my parents. I've taken your holy name in vain and have disrespected you. I am guilty of breaking your Ten Commandments and committing many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, Please have mercy and grace upon me, and please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered for me, bled for me, died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name we pray for our sake. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Remember, dear friend, until next time, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.